Well, let's take you up the highway to Newcastle and catch up with one of the co-captains of the Knights, Jaden Brayley. He comes from good stock. His old man's a terrific fella, still working for the Sharkies. He walks around if he owns the place every time I see him.
Yeah, he goes all right, the old man. Got a couple of brothers too that are way better players than Jaden is.
You always say this, better and better.
Better and best. Good, better best.
But have you got any Jaden Brayley stories?
Mate, I've got plenty of Jaden Brayley stories, but probably the best one I've got. We're down having a feed one day, me and Jaden Brayley, and it was a young kid just coming to first grade. He goes, I met the girl on the weekend. I really, really like her. She's beautiful.
Hang on, can you tell this story?
Yeah, no, it's pretty safe. It's pretty tame. Okay. He goes, I really like her. She's like, she's beautiful and she's this and she's that. I'm like, really, show me a picture of her. So he's got her Instagram up and showed me her Instagram. I said, oh, okay. I said, bro, let's go get me a drink quick. I need a drink. And he was a kid at the time, so he would do whatever I said. Mm. So he goes and gets me a drink. I grab his phone and write a message to on Instagram. Hey, I'd really love to meet you, Jaden. Now he's engaged to her. So I'm the matchmaker.
Mate, who are you? You Richard Mercer, love song dedication?
They should get me on maths, seriously.
One of the experts. Well, Jaden Brayley, the co-captain of the Knights, he's on the line. Hello, Jaden.
G'day, guys. Is that how we're going to start things, Gal, is it?
Is that true or false? Is that true or false?
Oh, it's partly true.
It's very true.
Mate, I'll add on to that. So at the that year's end of year prezzo night, that was the first time I'd taken my now fiance Lily out in front of the boys, and Gail won an award that night. And up on stage, he actually asked everyone to raise a toast and congrats us on our engagement one day in.
So Jake, what you're saying is, you know, here's the big G train, the man you look up to, your young bloke coming into grade, and you know he's just virtually thrown you under the bus.
Yeah, he sure has. And don't worry, I've got my fair share of stories of Gal too. Don't worry about
mate,
that.
Hang on a second. thrown you under the bus, you've now met the love of your life. I preempted everything that was going to happen. I made it happen. I made you actually get some nuts about yourself and go meet her. And then I preempted in 2018 that you, or 17, was it? It was a long time ago, that you would get engaged. And sure enough, they are.
It's always about
maths. Get me on maths.
Anyway, all right. Well, let's get into the footy, Jaden. It's great to see you back on the footy field after, you know, a couple of years of injury problems and everything else. Mate, how good is it to finally get that win Sunday night against Melbourne at home?
Yeah, it's unreal. So good to be back playing footy. And I think on the weekend, we just had to find a way to win. It wasn't the prettiest of games and there was a little bit of rust there, but I thought the boys played really tough and we managed to find that win, which we really needed.
Chatting up against the Warriors this week. Big game over there. The Warriors probably been a little bit disappointed to start the year, but it's important after you win, you keep it going.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's always a tough trip heading over across the ditch and playing the Warriors at Mount Smart. But, you know, like you said, I think they've had a bit of a rough start of the year in terms of results, but I think they've played some really good footy and they've picked up where they left off last year. So, mate, like I said, it's going to be a tough game for us, but I know the boys will be up for it.
Mate, I know you can't have an opinion on it, but, mate, Leo Thompson, I thought he's been really hard done by getting suspended. He had nothing but eyes for the ball, but you got the two Saifidi brothers starting up against some pretty good front rowers, obviously the big fella over in at the Warriors, Fanua Blake, so it's going to be a big, good battle up front with you at hooker.
Yeah, it's going to be a great matchup. Shame we're missing Leo with that ruling on the weekend. I thought it was pretty similar to the Rapana one in the Warriors game on the weekend, but unfortunately, you know, Pappenhausen just got caught in a bad position there and it looked pretty ugly, but we'll miss Leo, especially playing over in New Zealand, his home country. But, it'd be great to have the two Twin Towers, both Saifidi boys up front, start for us.
How's Jackson Hastings taken the relegation to the Reggies? He's not dragging his feet or anything. He's determined to force his way back into the top grade?
Yeah, he's been pretty good, to be honest. He's obviously disappointed, like everyone else would be, about being put in New South Wales Cup, but I think on the weekend it was probably a true test to see how he'd play on the weekend in that Cup side, and I think he had a really good game for him and steered him to a big victory. So if that's anything to go off, I think he's handled it pretty well, and it's a long season like we all know, and we're definitely going to have to lean on him throughout the year.
Now, Jaden, I need to inform you of Paul Gallen's new nickname that's been given to him by Ray Hadley, and that is the G-string. He's no longer the G-train, he's the G-string. And I've actually got some information in relation to you from an unnamed source. Is it true that they're calling you the sheriff in Newcastle because the sheriff's back in town?
I'll be honest, I don't know how that started. I don't know how that nickname started, but it seemed to have caught on, and it's leaked through the whole place. So I don't know where the sheriffs come from, but
mate, stop lying right now. Did you hear that? I call the shots. I guarantee you right now. I promise everybody listening right now, Jaden Bradley would have named himself the sheriff. You know you would have. I'm back in town. The big dog's back. The sheriff's back. You 100% know you would have. Am I lying or am I not?
The sheriff has something to say, actually. I've heard some vicious reports last weekend, Gal, about the hot chip getting the best of you. Out of the way to Lidcombe. Do you want me to expand on that?
a hot chili?
Did you have a hot chip last weekend and you had to stop off yes. for the servo or something?
Oh, yeah. I did, yes, that's what I did.
Tell me, Jaden, I'm on air with him on the weekend. What's happened?
I think a hot chip got the best of him and you had to stop off at a service station on his way to Lidcombe.
So as I said at the start of the show, that hot chili got the better of me that night, and then here I am driving to the 16th development squad game the next day, and I had to pull over once again. It was not good.
Well, it's funny. You obviously had the same phone call I did, Jaden, because your great mate Nico rang me while you're in the toilet. He said, Levy, what about Gow? We've had to stop for you. We're on the way to the 16th, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Jaden, always good to have you on the show, mate, and have a laugh, and just remember the sheriff's back in town, and I hope the sheriff plays well this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
See, mate.
For having me on.
There he is, Jaden Bradley, good fella from the Newcastle Knights.
Mate, can I be
honest? I feel for him because he's been through a lot with his body, injuries and all that sort of thing. Yep. I just hope he has a really good year for Newcastle.
I can tell you now, he's a great player and a great bloke, and about probably the biggest rap I can give him is he's the type of guy you want your daughter to marry. He is a great fella. Let me tell you, he's a great fella. But he would have named himself the sheriff, I promise
you. I was going to say, just stop there. You give it a rap, just stop
there.
He
would have named himself the sheriff, I promise you.
Don't have to go, but just stop at the rap, okay?
Yeah, the rap's done, but he would have named himself the sheriff.
Good stuff. Jaden Bradley, the co-captain of the Newcastle Knights.